The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. This is The Bill Myers Show, featuring historian and author Dr. Dennis Powers with today's Where Past Meets Present.
So how do you like that, Doc, after 15 years or whatever it is, you finally get an intro from the big voice guy?
You know, after 15 years, it's always been my pleasure to work with you and to go into all the different subjects we do.
Yeah, happy to do that. Today, we're actually going off for a historical profile. Dr. Powers, by the way, retired professor of business law at Southern Oregon University and author of many books. Some of my favorites include The Sentinels of the Sea, about the lighthouses on the coast, and Treasure Ship. That's the one about the SS Brother Jonathan, that they did find that a number of years ago, and you wrote on it quite eloquently, really.
Well, thank you, and it did. Millions of dollars worth of gold dating back to the 1800s that was found just 5 miles off of Crescent City. And you know, Bill, the thing that was really good about this is that I could write about our region, and I could have it published in New York because it hadn't been found before.
And it was just a great story. Great story. And what I enjoyed about reading your novels, or they're historical novels. It's kind of like, how do you describe that? It's like they're historical novels and they're fact-based, but they're dramatized, I guess, is how to tell the story, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah, that's very true, because the only way you can get New York interested in it is that it's not just history, it's got to be history that's alive. In, for example, on Treasure Ship, it was about a hunt so close to the coast for 165 years that Don Knight, who was from Medford and spent all this time in Crescent City, was able to find, and then the fight against the state of California that overreached, saying, oh, no, it's mine. The gold is mine, even though you took all the risk, my friend.
Well, you know how states are. States are like toddlers. You know, if it's yours and they want it, it's theirs. If it's theirs and you want it, it's always theirs no matter what. It's always theirs. That's the way they tend to look at things, like a toddler.
Excellent point. And you see, what happened then was that it went all the way up to the Supreme Court, a unanimous decision holding in favor of the salvers. And then what happened was that the state of California came in and says, well, we're going to continue fighting. We're going to fight over what the facts are, which was, really handled in that decision. So they ended up with millions of dollars worth of gold coins. You know, Bill, what's amazing about it? They are still in an unnamed bank vault
still
in Sacramento.
No kidding. Wow.
Amazing grace.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. You know,
adventures.
Now, if you were to write that book today, the New York publishers would probably want you to say, like, you would probably have to explore on the treasure ship the LGBTQ and people of color who were harmed in the sinking of that boat. You know, you'd have to spin a story, because they're always affected more deeply and dangerously from such a.
And you're going to love this, because it's exactly what happened. Because
really?
Even then, I had to, through my agent, find another New York City publisher that was also well recognized. When the first one went into LGBTQ, and the editor said, "I love your books, but I'm getting caught now by management." And she was part of management.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens. You know, that's what happens with the far left radicals.
All right, c'est la guerre. Here we go,
c'est
my friend.
C'est la guerre, my friend.
All
oh,
right.
I love it.
Let us, and speaking of which, did you see the opening ceremonies of the Paris Olympics Friday? Did you watch any of that by chance?
I did. I was able to watch it while I was doing other things.
You know, I'm surprised. You know, I'm really shocked, though, that along with the, the fat drag queen playing the part of Jesus in the Last Supper. I'm also really surprised that they didn't have a drag queen playing Muhammad up there. Because remember, this was all about tolerance. This was about spreading tolerance and showing tolerance is what they claimed, to the, refute the critics of what was done on Friday.
Yeah, and that's what the Goebbels media does. I love that. They were showing, community tolerance.
You know what it comes right down to it, though? We do have to remember that that France is not Paris. Paris is not France, because even the one thing I will say is that there are French people who are embarrassed to high heaven, rightly so, because essentially Paris is their Portland. That's really what it comes down to. It's just such a hotbed ever since La Revolution, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, that's true, Bill, because what also comes into it is that they're having a real problem with the influx of illegal immigrants from Muslim countries underneath the Obama administration.
Well, essentially France is falling, really, is falling when it comes to a cultural force. It's done. It's obvious now.
You know, Bill, when I was talking to a friend of mine, I said, you know, I just read, this was like just a couple of years ago, that you had 300 cars that are burning from a riot. And you know what they told me?
What's that?
Oh, that happens every day in the sector.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, look at what happens, and isn't Mohammed the number one child? I don't know if that's the number one child name in Paris. I know that it's very high in England, in London. Right now, too, in which they're turned into stands. They're getting turned into stands, these major, formerly Western nations.
And, you know, here they try to go ahead because where they're living is so intolerable. And then the far left, radical left, gets in there, radicalize them, mm-hmm. put in money like Soros internationally. And then you have these problems because they're working to destabilize this world.
Well, yeah, it's about destabilizing civil society. And, you know, make no doubt about it, it's always the revolution. It is always the revolution that they're dealing with. I don't know if Western civilization will be able to defend itself in its current status. I don't know. But when it does start defending, if it ever does, it's going to be pretty darn ugly in some ways. Just
what we got to do is all of us have got to go ahead and work to defeat the chameleon, being Kamala Harris, who is so far left that it makes Biden almost at times look like Nixon, even though he is in there doing his deal to try to make sure that he does get the chameleon to win so that he's not brought on charges for his influence peddling and the millions of dollars that his family got from working in government.
You have to wonder what kind of a deal was cut in order to take off. You know, there had to be some sort of situation offered or some perk had to be offered there. Speaking of which, did you hear the artificial intelligence or that creative ad about Kamala's record? Have you heard that one? Have you heard
Let's
it?
Let's go into it.
Okay, I'm going to play it for you.
I, Kamala Harris, and your Democrat candidate for president, because Joe Biden finally exposed his senility at the debate. Thanks, Joe. I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color. So if you criticize anything I say, you're both sexist and racist. I may not know the first thing about running the country, but remember, that's a good thing if you're a deep state puppet. I had 4 years under the tutelage of the ultimate deep state puppet, a wonderful mentor, Joe Biden. Joe taught me rule number one, carefully hide your total incompetence. I take insignificant things and I discuss them as if they're significant. And I believe that exploring the significance of the insignificant is in itself significant.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time, and there is such great significance to the passage of time.
Another trick is trying to sound black. I pretend to celebrate Kwanzaa, and in my speeches, I always do my best Barack Obama impression.
So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
And okay, look, maybe my work addressing the root causes of the border crisis were catastrophic, but my knowledge of international politics is truly shocking.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. It is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
And just remember, when voting this November, it is important to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And by what has been, I mean Joe Biden. You think the country went to shit over the past 4 years? You ain't seen nothing yet.
There we go. And yeah,
it was
real Kamala drops interspersed with some AI or a good impersonator. And it was being presented on X as a parody. So it wasn't being, you know, said, hey, here's a new ad, right? But but of course, what makes the satire so biting is that there is just so much truth behind what was said in the satirical parts. But there we go. And Mr. Reagan was the one who came up with it, apparently. And Elon Musk ended up sharing it, saying this was just fabulous. And it's perfect. It really is.
It is wonderful. It really makes the day of all of us, including your listeners, to see exactly what is happening. So if the Republicans will go ahead and put the money into running those type of ads and also get troops in the ground, this far-left onslaught can be, neutralized, hopefully. I love it.
All right, very good. Hey, Doc, we're going to have a historical profile here. We're going to go to Josephine County. Hang on just a minute or two and we'll go there. It's a really interesting agricultural take on Joe County, looking back on where past meets present. Let's do that here, coming up on KMED and KBXG.
Are you using extension cords outside? You likely need Completed Electric Plus to install an all-weather plug where it's most convenient. Need a plug for your power equipment? Completed. Pond pump? Completed. A string of lights on your pavilion? Completed. How about a TV on the patio? Completed Electric Plus installs electric plugs quickly, expertly, and affordably with certified electricians specializing in residential electrical jobs. Call Completed Electric Plus and check those jobs off your list. Visit CompletedElectricPlus.com.
826. Gold gaining back a little bit of its gains last week here, which, as far as I'm concerned, given that the world is on fire, not just out here on the West Coast, but the world is on fire many ways. You look over in the Middle East, and gold is very kind of sleepy at the moment. That's a great time to buy it. So pick it up, and you can add to your holdings here at a very reasonable cost, even $23.74. You know, say $50 to $100 over what it was a week ago. Believe me, the highs are higher and the lows are higher, too, the way it's been seesawing up and down. Talk to your financial advisor, then talk to Jay Austin & Company. Gold and silver buyers, Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Thousands of years of experience of hedging inflation, of preserving wealth in a time which we may not be talking about whether or not you can get a return on your investment and whether you can get your investment returned. Seriously. You know, that's the kind of issues you get when you have so many attacks on a reserve currency and the inability to stick to a budget. That's just me talking, but talk to the recognized expert, Jay Austin, Ashland Grants Pass, jayaustinbrokers.com, grantspasscoins.com, fortunereserve.com. Stop by today and get your physical gold and silver today at Jay Austin.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED. And you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law. DennisPowersBooks.com. Let's talk hop. We're hopping into Joe County today here, the history of the hop fields there. And it actually was a big deal back in the day, right?
You know, it really was, Bill. And hops, for example, are used as a flavoring, stabilizing agent for brewing beer.
Isn't it kind of a bittering agent of some sort? I'm not a big expert on brewing, but isn't that part of it?
Yeah, that's part of it, along with preventing spoilage by retarding the growth of bacteria. And it also imparts a certain taste depending on the type of hop vine. Mm-hmm. Here in our valley, Josephine and Jackson County, it turned out to be a fertile place, mild temperatures, just right for growing the hops. Dating back 150 years in Josephine County, actually just a few miles west of Grants Pass. And the thing about these hop plants is that it takes at least 2 years to mature. They can be 10 feet high, such as the way you'd go ahead and work a rose that grows over a trellis. Only 1 to 2 inches long, it's the female flower. And then the pruning starts actually winter, and then they're cultivated, the vines. But it's picked during the short summer season, which then the hops are dried, processed. But I, Bill, I have even I've talked to three different people who worked in those hop fields. And since the hops were continuing in this area, especially in Josephine County, all the way, my friend, until the late 1980s, that one quote was that it was hard work of dust and sweat, scratchy vines, sand in your shoes, dirty hands, the bitter taste that remains even after washing your hands, filthy outhouses, and community drinking cups.
Other than that, it was a perfectly fine job, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the average picker in the 1930s, would make about a dollar per day based on the number of pounds picked. But the thing about it here, you get $20 an hour thanks to the far left in terms of flipping burgers. But this was also something to where in the summertime, teenagers and people who were going to school could go ahead and pick. And they could choose when to work because it was not paid by the hour. And the other thing is that, as you're pointing out so well, in the 1950s, we had over 5,000 acres of hops being cultivated here. And Oregon was number two in the country.
And that was kind of the peak? Was that the peak in the 1950s when we peaked out there?
Yep. Good point, because it then decreased over time by the mechanization of farms.
I can't help but ask and wonder if maybe the hop farms are now cannabis farms. Do we know?
Well, that's true. But another thing is that I got into taking a look at what was the 250-acre Sunnybrook Hop Yards by Grants Pass, which was the last large hop grower outside of the Willamette Valley. What was interesting there is this is the one that the city of Grants Pass purchased from the Namas family in the early 2000s for a future park. It was called River Road Reserve.
Oh, I remember that. Okay, yeah,
there
I remember the controversy about that property. Sure, I didn't know that was a hop farm.
And it was very, very controversial. So then I started checking, and a couple of years ago, the city sold it to Travis Bersma, the co-founder of Dutch Brothers, Bill. And I talked to the people on this, you know, just in the last week or two, and it's right next to his Dutcher Creek golf course. So the golf course had said that they're still working on plans for it. It now is still undeveloped, but that's where this... Now, you know, think about this, my friend. Think about the fact that this goes back, growing hops, comes into pear trees with the Namas family, goes in then to a future park, and then is now next to the golf course.
Is there anyone still left growing hops here in Southern Oregon that you're aware of?
And that's a good question, because it's still going on, actually, in the Willamette Valley, but also in even outside of Ashland, on Butler Creek Road, there's a farming group, is the Alpha Beta Hops. Mm-hmm. But what's happening, though, is that these hops, my friend, are going to local microbreweries.
Ah, okay. So in other words, not a mass crop, as it were, or for mass consumption, almost a boutique kind of farming then, right?
Good point, because it was also the changing tastes of beer drinkers to preferring these microbreweries and light beers, and it didn't use the hops that were grown here in Southern Oregon.
Ah, okay. Interesting story, though, and we'll put that up today. And I don't know, as far as your beers, do you have a favorite kind of beer? Because for a while, I tried to get into the chewier beers, you know, the chewy beers, the really heavy, you know, sometimes the dark, and I just don't like them as much as I once did. And I've been kind of going back to the clean Pilsner kind of style. And I don't know if these are the kind of hops that would go into that sort of thing. It's like, I know people may laugh, but I grew up on not Iron City, but Rolling Rock beer, living back in the Pittsburgh area. Latrobe is where it was brewed. And so to me, that's what I always think of as a perfect summertime beer when it's hot and I'm sweating, and I'll grab a rolling rock, that kind of thing.
You know that, yeah, that's true, because you know that type of a more of a lighter beer is what it is. But you see, my dad decades ago took care of my taste in beer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I was, let's see, what was it? I guess I was just my first year in college or something like that, and I came home and I said, "Hey, Dad, I really don't mind this beer." So he looked at me and he said, "We're going to clear that up, son." So he had all four of us. I was the oldest of four boys, and he said, "Okay," and he got some bitter beer, and he said, "Okay, taste it." I said, "I don't like it." He said, "Just remember that."
So you never became much of a beer drinker, is what you're telling me then.
That's true. But also, I really enjoyed a Pinot, a light, type of wine, red wine. But then over the years and such, you go ahead and you're saying, maybe it'd be better just to go ahead and have some good fruit juice now.
That's kind of funny, because when it comes to wines, I actually like the heavy wines. I like the Merlots and the Cabs and things like that. But when it comes to beer, I prefer the Pilsners or the very light pale ales, those sort of things. That's where my tastes tend to go today. But, there's something out there for everyone, no doubt about that. And they all use hops, so they're using hops.
I have a commercial there for that one, because you could just see it right now. Active people. I have a good friend of mine that lives in Gold Hill, and all he will only drink, these light, fine beers. And I could see the ad, my friend saying, watching someone do that either on the tractor or trimming roses or being active, and saying, for the active people in our lives.
Yeah, if you want to call that. And then there was my dad drinking Iron City beer when I was a kid, listening to the Pirates on the KDKA, because, and by the way, it's not Iron City, it's Arn City, Arn City, A-R-N. But that's different time, my friend. But hey, be well. Thank you so much for the profile. And I'll tell you what, and take next week off, because I'm going to take next Monday off, okay, for my day. And all right. Going to celebrate my birthday in peace. Remember, my birthday is the day after Barack Obama. I mean, almost like Obama and I were born exactly 24 hours apart, if you're to believe his birth certificate and what is going on there. Because his was 7:24 p.m. on August 4th, and I was born 7:24 p.m. on August 5th. Don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, happy birthday, really, all the happy birthdays there are. But on the other hand, I bet you that your birth certificate was one that was solid and original and not made up by 8 different photo snaps.
Yeah, you noticed that, right? Yeah, I remember that. I remember that controversy, but another time, my friend. And we'll see you 2 weeks from today, Doc. All right? Be well.
Take care. Be very well. Be safe. And best to all, and Linda and yourself. And always my pleasure.
Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law, 837.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Wildfires have scorched over 1 million acres of Oregon so far, and that total will continue to grow. Officials say the potential for the initiation of new large fire starts and overall growth on existing fires plateaued over the weekend. According to the Northwest Interagency Coordination Center, there's really no high-risk areas right now. As of Sunday, 45 large fires are burning in Oregon. The Durkee Fire is still the largest at 289,000 acres in eastern Oregon. It's 49% contained. As wildfires continue to burn throughout the state and extreme weather events impact communities, Oregon residents are reminded to be prepared for potential power outages as utilities implement public safety power shutoffs. The shutoffs are now prevalent after Pacific Power continues to lose lawsuits over their failure to shut down power during the Labor Day fires of 2020. Bill London, KMED News.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. is among the countries questioning the claims of victory by Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. has serious concerns about whether the alleged vote tally really is true and lines up with the votes and the values of the Venezuelan people. Germany, Britain, and the Netherlands among the countries now calling on their citizens to leave Lebanon immediately. Expectations are growing that there will be a major Israeli strike on the country in response to a rocket attack that killed 12 children over the weekend in the Golan Heights. Fire crews are hopeful that cooler, more humid weather will help them get a better handle on the Park Fire in Northern California. It's the biggest one burning there, and as of yesterday, it had already charred enough acreage to cover all of Los Angeles. More on these stories at srnews.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife, Colette, is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agree to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
If you're considering a new garage door or opener for a new home or remodel, you can't go wrong with American Industrial Door. With their fleet of trucks and technicians in both Josephine and Jackson counties, they can come to you and provide recommendations and samples. Or you can stop by their showroom and explore all of the amazing options. Do what so many other Southern Oregon homeowners have done for nearly 40 years. Trust American Industrial Door on Crater Lake Avenue, north of Vilas Road, and on Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
The Bill Myers Show is on. News Talk 106.3 KMED.
Open for business with Cherise at No Wires, because unless you're dealing with her, you're probably spending way too much for television, for internet, for phone, for... Oh, sorry. What other services do you offer there, too? Cherise, go ahead.
I think I pretty much covered it.
Okay.
Internet.
Yeah. Are you still doing solar? Or has that gone by the wayside? I don't know.
Yes. I think I got in on it too late. But, we're still offering solar. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that our electric bills are all going up another, 17%? So
yeah,
it's a great time to come in and,
Yeah, if Pacific Power gets its wish from the PUC, we'll find out, though. But I just want to give your number out there, because the way that Cherise is able to save people's money, you have to become a client of hers to do that. You just call or text message a picture of your bill, and then she could go to work for you. Core restrictions apply. You know, see Charisse at No Wires to find out more about this. And internet and cell phone services are not provided by Dish, okay? But her number is 541-680-5875, 541-680-5875. You can text message her right now and get into the queue, so to speak, on the money-saving train this morning. And what kind of a deal you have for people today, Charisse?
Okay, so last time I talked to you, I was talking to you guys about Victoria and Hank. I'm saving them $3,700 a month.
Wow.
I helped them lower their TV bill, I helped them lower their internet bill, and I helped them lower their cell phone bill by a lot.
$3,700, by the way, is pretty impressive. I just wanted to say.
Yeah.
That's one of your biggest claims. That's one of your biggest savings
for sure.
So far.
And they're in, they're in Rogue River, and they heard me on the Bill Maher show. They all do.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in, and her husband was kind of like, you know, kind of worried about changing and doing all that. They loved their new service. They went from direct to Dish. They loved my husband, too, by the way. And they sent us a Harry and David gift basket. Well, we never got it. And they sent us another one. We never got it. And they sent us another one. Well, we ended up with 4 Harry and David gift baskets that were sitting down at FedEx that we didn't know about.
Oh.
And Harry and David came to my store Friday and hand-delivered me another basket. So I have a basket for the first person who walks in the store this morning who wants new service. So I have that for you. And then anyone who switches their TV or internet service over to me for the month of August is going to get a Harry and David basket.
That's
so
pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That's a nice little. So you're talking like, you know, the Moose Munchie sort of things, all that sort of good stuff.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. I'm right now. We're doing like the apples and the pears. Oh, the pears are so good, and the nuts and the jam. So that's the basket I got. So I was going to do something like that.
Now, if you are not able to get through traditional internet, you do have some alternatives for people who are living in rural lands too. What like Juniper 3? Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so Juniper 3 is the new HughesNet, which HughesNet has a bad rap because of the pandemic and everybody got on it and blah, blah, blah. So they have a new, whole new beam. There's no one on it, super fast, $65 a month, installation free.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a good deal.
And that's when you're in an area that you can't go with either Hunter Fiber or Charter, right? You know, one of those kind of, or Spectrum, those kind of things?
Right. Right. If you can't get one of those and you need high-speed, fast internet, Juniper 3, I haven't had anyone not happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I also do this the free cell phone service. That's huge. If you have Verizon and you're paying Verizon $200-$300 a month, I can help you get it down to like 90.
And you even have free cell service for 1 year available in certain circumstances. Yep. And what company is that with? Yep.
Okay, so you have to have the Spectrum internet, okay? Then I can get you free cell phone service for a year, and then after that it's just $29.99 for unlimited or $19.99 for just a gig, tax-free. And what's so awesome about getting service from me is if you go to Spectrum, you stand in line, and there is nowhere to sit. When you come to my store, you have somewhere to sit, and you can talk to me face-to-face, and it's me every time. It's not some Joe Blow down the street that doesn't care about you.
And you take the equipment back, too, which is a very nice touch. It really is.
I do. I help you take your equipment back. I help you cancel your old service, especially if you get Dish or DirecTV from me. If you have Spectrum TV, you are paying way too much for that dinosaur TV. I'll get you way better TV service. I'll get rid of that $30 a month tax you're paying for their TV service. But I'll get you their cell phone service. I'll help you lower the internet, Spectrum internet bill. I'll do all that for you.
But the thing is, you rep all these people. It just depends on what is best for the customer walking through the door. That's all.
Where you live and where you live. Exactly.
All right. Now, mention my name when you switch to Dish or DirecTV. You'll also get a $100 Visa gift card. You still have that in effect right now, right?
Well, you can choose. You can have a basket or the Visa gift card, but if you mention the Bill Maher, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you great service, VIP service.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to send me a picture of your mom's bill so I can get that sucker lowered. You said it was really high.
Yeah, well, you lower it down there for a while, and then Spectrum then says, okay, we're time to screw the senior citizen again. You know how that goes.
It's good for 12 months. I'll help you get it for 12 months, and you call me, and I always have lowered it for you, huh?
All right. We'll get to work on that here. But okay. Like I said, many people have always had a great time dealing with you there.
Yeah.
And now, there's occasionally, like I said, restrictions apply. Get in touch with Charisse for details. You know, sometimes you can't always do something just because of the way someone's situation is set up. But for the vast majority of people, you're doing great. So it's 541-680-5875, 541-680-5875. All sorts of goodies there available. No Wires Now, Biddle Road, over by the Cigar Cave, not too far from, what else are you near? People's Bank, right? People's Bank, right by
there. Yeah, I'm right next to People's Bank. Hey, if you're getting that $500 Visa gift card in the mail, please don't call the 1-800 number.
Call her.
So many people call that 1-800 number. It's not me. They're not going to give you awesome service.
But you will.
For you to come to.
And the $500, the 500 bucks is still good. With No Wires, right?
Yes.
Okay. NoWiresNow.com. Call or text message. Get your bill sent over to Charisse. Become a client of hers today. 541-680-5875. Thanks for being on Open for Business, Charisse. You be well, okay?
Yes. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Okay. You take care. It is 849.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-In-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty around. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-In-Time Appliance online at justintimeappliance.com.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Not only phone and internet, like I was talking with Charisse about, is causing people a lot of heartburn right now, but insurance, oh my gosh, the inflation that has roared through that over the last few years, and you got to have it in order to have your home out in rural lands or even non-rural lands for that matter, and they've been going up quite a bit, 20, 25, 50% in some cases, or just cancellations. Talk with Steve Yancey, my friend, at Sky Park Insurance. Sky Park Insurance is an independent insurance agent. And he puts you to work, or he goes to work for you, I should say. He doesn't put you to work. He goes to work for you, trying to find coverage that will work for you, sometimes better coverage for the same price, sometimes even great coverage just when you couldn't get coverage at all. Call him at 261-5444. He ended up reworking my car insurance and just ended up saving me a brand new boatload because I ended up having a bit of that going up at renewal time in May. And so I talked with Steve, buddy, can you do something? And he went to work on it, and yep, there it went. And saving money again. But he saves me money on the car insurance, and he saves it on home insurance, all sorts of insurance types. Takes care of all of it, even Medicare, in which Lynn Barton takes care of that aspect of it. You know, the Medicare insurance programs and the Advantage plans, things like that. Call 261-5444 or skyparkins.com. Skyparkins.com. Steve Yancey.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Need a new Iron Bowl trailer? Stop by Two Dogs Fabricating. Iron Bowl has instant rebates on 2024 Iron Bowl trailers now through the end of July. There's an instant $750 rebate on 2024 Iron Bowl 12 to 16 foot dump trailers in stock, and a $500 rebate on remaining equipment trailers from 16 to 24 feet. The 2024 model year end clearance on North Star made Iron Bowl trailers ends July 31st. Go see Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage in Medford and at twodogsfab.com.
Hi, it's Jolene with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. We've got summer savings on quality Continental tires. Through August, get a $110 Visa prepaid card in the mail when you purchase a set of qualifying tires for your truck, SUV, or van. And there's 16 different popular styles to choose from, including Cross Contact, 4x4 Contact, Terrain Contact, and Premium Contact. Continental is one of our most recommended tire brands, so if you need a set for your truck, SUV, or van, come see us at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros in Phoenix.
8:53, a little bit of open phone time. Maybe I get an email of the day or two on there, too. Just kind of a weird morning with all the computer snafus. You live by the computers. Sometimes you die by them. And, of course, when does it always want to die? Monday morning. You know, when you're at your sharpest. But anyway, 853. Let me talk with, I think this is Matt, isn't it? Hey, Matt, how are you?
It is. Hey, Bill. Hey, so I was blowing through a news feed this morning, and I noticed there was a story on, I guess, Google scrubbing the internet for the Trump assassination stuff.
Yeah.
So just out of curiosity, I went ahead and did a search, just typed in a couple of different browsers, Trump assassination. Tons of stuff still comes up. But then as I started looking through the news stories, I noticed that what comes up, New York Times, CNN, AP, NPR, and ABC, there's even stuff on Wikipedia.
But so, nothing that would question any of the traditional reporting. Very little of it, right? Just way down, if at all. And so much of this has been repressed. You almost have to go to sites that are just alternative and start searching through them, really. You have to get to that point.
I've made this argument to a lot of people. When people give me, when I bring something up with friends or family, and I ask myself, well, did you go to this website? Did you go here? Did you go there? Well, why would I when the reporters do all the work for me? And I feel sick to my stomach when I hear that response. Mm-hmm. And I've got a brother who he still reads the LA Times, and he's a West Coast guy. And I told him, I said, you need to stop reading that to get your news, because he quotes stuff back to me that's wrong all the time.
Yeah, and sometimes it's all right, but overall, though, it is regime news. Most of the news that we're getting is regime. I'll give you an example of something that I was talking about on social media over the weekend, because I've been noticing that there's been a real push to talk about the Trump assassination as a conspiracy theory that Trump really wasn't shot. You've seen those kind of stories, and there's a real push. Was he really shot by a bullet, or was he shot by a ricochet or a piece of glass or whatever it is, right? And the other aspect, and something which really bothered me about this here, is that I've shot ARs. Have you ever shot ARs? I don't know if you ever not.
No, I haven't.
Okay, all right. And one of the theories that was getting a lot of traction out there in the mainstream was from this Secret Service agent, former Secret Service agent, Rich Steropoli. And he was going out there saying that the shockwave of the 5.56 bullet passing by Trump's ear, just the shockwave from the supersonic crack, would have blown his ear off. And this has been getting repeated everywhere, right? And it's absolute firearms nonsense. And I know this from my own experience. It's like I would set up targets on the ground, whether they were hard or semi-hard, cardboard or whatever it is. Never have I had a near miss blow a target over or even disturb it very much. Sometimes a little bit, you know, and you'd get a crack, a supersonic crack, I suppose, going by your ear with a round going by at, what, 2,300 feet per second, you know, that sort of thing. You'd get that. But as far as the blowing the ear off, this is something that you'll read on Occupy Democrats on Facebook and elsewhere. They're just talking about this ceaseless. Oh, yeah, his fake ear blow off, you know, that kind of thing.
And well, let me ask you a question, Bill. Mm-hmm. If someone had shot at Trump and it hit one of the teleprompters, and let's say a 3-inch shard of glass snapped off that and cut his carotid artery and killed him. Mm-hmm. Is that less of an assassination than if the bullet hits him?
Well, according to Occupy Democrats, it would be, I guess.
That's the thing that bothers me the most. If someone throws a hand grenade at him, is that not assassination because it wasn't from the bullet? Mm-hmm. It was from a hand grenade?
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff where I look at it. That's the thing, when I saw that Google, look, there's no doubt in my mind that Google's scrubbing it, but when you go into a search, and I don't use Chrome for all the obvious reasons, but when you go in and look up Trump assassination and every story that comes up first is from the New York Times and CNN and all these other places, right off the bat, that stuff is all arranged to be like that.
So and most people are steered to that, and very few people will go farther down than a page, maybe two pages at most.
Yep. Yeah, you got to do your own research. So if anybody's curious out there, just go ahead and search it. And yeah. You know, and then it depends. You just get somebody else's version of it. You really have to dig. You have to look at the report.
And you also have to think critically about this. It's like, they'll say, oh, Trump was in on this. This was another conspiracy theory. It's like, why do you want to go there, for one thing? And second of all, who is willing to go out there and play William Tell? You know?
Not me.
Yeah, and not even Trump. It just gets to be such a silliness about this. But, yeah, we got to dig more into that and be open to critical thinking. Thanks so much, my friend. I got to go, though, okay? See you then.
All right.
The popularity of Fontana Roofing's metal division cannot be overstated. Well, at least it's exciting for those who get geeked by seeing metal being bent.
Okay, we'll see you soon.